Welcome back, everybody. As we mentioned in the podcast earlier, we have a guest, our first man.
What
James, what a mighty good man. We're not going to be singing anytime soon.
Gender binary here.
But this is the lovely James Rollins, and he is behind Hastings Rocks Film Festival. Hastings Rocks.
Because it does. Thank you, Patsy. Thank you, Kath. This is so cool. Feeling lots of energy here.
Aww.
And
welcome.
Thank you. I do feel welcome. And I think that's the starting point. Hastings Rocks. And it's kind of funny because you can't put that combination to every, with every town. It doesn't quite work.
Right.
But Hastings does work, and it's very, very cool. And particularly in our world of film, there's just so much going on, so much passion here, so many creatives, and we kind of bring them all together in this festival for a weekend, and just see what they've been up to.
When is it?
So it is Friday the 11th, Saturday the 12th, and then on
April,
indeed, and on the 13th. We've got our sister partner event, which is the Trash Can. I know you've given them a little shout out.
Sure.
So there we are, full weekend of movie watching.
Oh, so how did you start? When did you start?
Good question. I've lived here quite a while. And it was kind of just before lockdown. I saw the vision, the potential, we just have to do the festival here.
Sure.
Then lockdown happened, so that kind of put things just on the back burner. But in that kind of emerging from it, we got it going. So Mary in the Castle, which was coming out of that period, basically gave us the keys and said, hey, we want, do something with our space, get it
Fantastic.
Going again. So that was amazing. We really kind of had packed it. And it was extraordinary and such a beautiful space. And that kind of coincided with our vision, which was kind of a horror festival. Just playing with all the kind of gothicness of Hastings, the esoteric stuff.
It's full of that,
the Crowley, legend and whatnot.
Yeah.
And of course, in St. Mary, that really worked. But we wanted it to be very catch-all and inclusive of everything going on here. So since then, we've moved to other venues. And so we still have that kind of theme, we're quite big on horror, but really basically we're looking out for anything and everything being made locally or that jives with the kind of vibe of Hastings.
Cool.
And that's what it's about.
Do you work with Emily, who's a horror blogger or something, a kind of compare person in Hastings?
Quite work with Emily yet. But indeed, and this is the thing, that just so many people we are working with or could, Hastings has become a mecca for making movies and films, and for the creatives living here.
Yeah.
So, for all the reasons that we know, and one in historically is the light, it's such a beautiful light, such a gorgeous day today.
Yeah.
And obviously our beach and Old Town and... fancy spots.
It's like natural backdrops that we just happen to have on the doorstep.
We walk past every day and we don't think about.
Yeah.
But it's, what are they called? The person who goes out and finds the...
Location,
that's it. So it's a location person. How many times do you see the big trucks on the seafront, the big white trucks? They're filming someone, and you get Michael Caine poddling along all these famous actors. We're a great location, aren't we? So many films have been filmed here.
And how about you and your film background? Are you a filmmaker yourself?
Slightly latent and on furlough because putting the focus on the festivals at this stage. My story is, so I grew up on the South Coast and travelled the world for quite a long time, particularly in Los Angeles. So I lived in California for 7 years and studied film there, studied filmmaking and film history.
Amazing.
And I was meant to, but actually I just went to loads of film festivals.
Study.
You study that.
I crashed film shoots. Yeah. And, yeah. Oh, nice. So yeah, that was good times, you know. Mm. And then eventually wanted back, you know, home. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I know, just wanted to recreate a bit of that. Mm. And we do have that kind of old Hollywood glamour, you know, a lot of our architecture
here.
Yeah,
we do. True, yeah. So, and the people. They're very glamorous, aren't they?
They are indeed.
You walk along the prom and you see a lot of glamour.
Yeah. Uh-huh, and the whole retro. Yeah. You know.
Definitely.
So yeah, that's my story.
Which bit of your
story?
Coast were you?
Well, I did grow up at the other place, Brighton.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
we do have a festival there too.
Mm,
but yeah, no, I mean, and Brighton's obviously fantastic and very big in the industry, lots of actors there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, it's catered for well. Mm. As Hastings, we really, you know, feel that need to just create a forum for us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that's what we're trying to do.
But people do end up, we get the OFBs, don't we, over from Brighton.
We do.
And
we
a lot
do.
Of them are, you walk past, you can be a little, and it's like, I'm sure I know that bloke. Might as well say, yeah, Game of Thrones. And I go, oh, I thought so. He said, yeah, how many famous people we see just floating around, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't even know they've lived here 5-6 years and they've just kept it on the lowdown because they like it here, don't they?
Oh, they do. Well, and Dawn French... Oh, Dawn French. Cut.
That's right, we're very human here.
Jay Brown, indeed.
Yeah, Brown, yes. Yeah.
Grew up and loves Hastings. And we had her as our... guest of honour.
Oh, did she?
2 years ago.
Oh, brilliant.
And that was quite special, yeah.
Did her granddad or her uncle or something drive the trains along the seafront at one point? Yeah, there were all sorts of stories.
I think she was
that.
A teen here. And
yeah, she was.
Had lots of
she was.
Anecdotes. And,
when the pig in paradise was the pig in paradise, before it was the pig and the other things it's been, I saw her... They used to have a stand-up bit out the back, old with old panel walls, and I saw her there a very long time ago. Very long time ago. And, she was just talking about what it was like being a mental health nurse in Hastings.
Wow,
Because we had a lot of provision there for that then.
Yeah.
All the hospitals on the West Hill Road.
Mm.
Yeah. Amazing.
No, yeah, she was a great guest. She's very true to herself.
Yeah, yes. I like her. Yeah, what you see is what you get. Like Kathy Burke, really. That's it.
Uh-huh.
No pretense. Yeah. So you've very kindly bought a programme.
Indeed.
Of what's coming up.
So, if I could give a little lowdown.
Give some insight.
Highlight. We start with Tales from 1066 County. Three documentaries all made here, about here. Special shout out to The America Ground by Adam Clements.
Oh, excellent. I know Adam.
Yeah, okay. And we just met yesterday. It's very excited. So exciting. He's, you know, it's shot right there where we're going to be screening on The America Ground.
Wonderful.
And it's just such a good Hastings story. It kind of embodies all the idiosyncrasy and attitude of the town in this kind of this myth. It's a great, great story. So, there's a documentary about Patrick Keeley, an actor, and the stables.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's really keen. Okay. And then one about the crazy golf world championship, which was...
We are the world championship venue for crazy golf.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
That is a story that needs unpacking.
It
so
does.
I'm glad you're doing that.
It does. It does. And you see them, they turn up, the Americans, Australians.
I know, and the flags are everywhere. It's
they
like,
are.
Oh, and is this the Olympics? Just
I know.
It's the
international crazy golf.
It's very serious business.
No, it used to be. Didn't we used to be the international chess?
Yes.
Destination.
Yeah.
We
ought
to look at
chess history.
We
ought
to look at that.
No, there we are. So that's our start.
Great.
Then we segue into fiction, dramas, and a special shout out to Shouting at the Sea. It's a kind of locally shot film directed by Benjamin Verrill, Toffee Hammer Productions, and it tells the story of that kind of age-old, should I leave, should I stay drama, friends, one who stayed, one who didn't, and this kind of conversation that they have after a period of not seeing each other. Yeah, and it's just beautifully shot in the town, you know, basically all the great spots, Bottle Alley, the old town.
Mm. I've actually seen it, and it is beautiful.
Really?
Sure,
really?
It makes the town look amazing, which it already is, but they do it very, very well.
Nice.
So how long are the films?
Most are short. Short films up to about 20 minutes each. Mm. So that's kind of in each session you'll get about 5-6.
I love shorts.
And yeah, it means that you just, you know, you, even if you, one isn't your taste, you've got another coming and hopefully they will be. And the thematically linked. So that one is all about the South Coast, sort of tales from the land by the sea. Mm. And for instance, Lot Shot just up the coast, dramas about the boats arriving.
Oh.
And that's, you know, pretty, okay, very impactful.
Mm.
So yeah, really working with that theme of sea.
Yeah.
You know. Is how it goes.
Mm. You're selling it to me, James.
Good.
Yeah,
that's
really selling it. Yeah. And you definitely said to my husband, yeah.
But perhaps even a stronger fit, as I'm on the sales pitch, is the third session on Friday's Women Rock, Kick-Ass Drama by Fearless Females. And this is kind of overseen by, shout out to my team, Sarah Smith, who's kind of leads this initiative to really make sure we have parity between male and female.
Yeah, nice.
Directors,
yeah.
And this one, for instance, is entirely female directed, and kind of very much about the, you know, issues that relate to women. It's really, it's incredibly fun. This is a really like fun, entertaining session.
Sure.
And some quite wacky, out there stuff.
Cool.
It's definitely cool.
Nice.
I'm really excited.
That's
about
just
this
Friday.
Now. That's just Friday.
But I mean, I went. Yeah, this is obviously our programme.
Is this all the print works?
Yeah, all of the print works.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Saturday's a marathon, 12 to 12.
Yeah.
You know, starts just very much with drama. We have our first feature, which is actually Folkestone made, so it's kind of local.
Yeah, around the corner.
Yeah, really nice team, very social realist, about all the kind of issues that coastal towns face, which I think is
very
more serious, you know, beginning, sober, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's not always sober. But yeah, and then what we do on Saturday is kind of like gently take people down the rabbit hole a bit, and we segue towards experimental film, which is what I like a great deal.
Sure.
And, you know, just stuff that makes you see the world differently, that, you know, broadens your horizons.
Yeah.
Mm.
And to kind of help with that, we've got our special guest, who's Andrew Cotting.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, you know, very acclaimed experimental filmmaker.
Yeah.
Gallivant, Swan Down, his big ones. He lives in St Leonard's. You know,
I didn't know that.
He does.
He's a local.
Yes, I didn't know that. Yeah.
So Andrew will be making an appearance.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah.
And is that in the evening?
Yeah, I think that's 5 to 7 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we really let loose a bit, go full on down the rabbit hole, comedy and then horror, which is how we end the Saturday.
Amazing.
So you go for the horror at the end of the Saturday?
We do.
So it's Friday Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, Friday starting at 5 till midnight.
Yeah.
Saturday 12 to 12.
Mm. You're going to be there for the whole thing?
Of course.
It's going to be...
It's intense.
It's much fun, I would imagine.
I think it's incredibly
invigorating.
It is. And the amazing thing about Hastings and our past events is that people come. From the town, you know, people check it out, and that's beautiful, and that's what they do here.
Yeah.
You know, and indeed, I'd say more than Brighton. You know, there's so much going in Brighton. People people come, and that makes it.
What's your Brighton festival called? Is it
Brighton Rocks?
Yes, good. I like it. Continuity.
And... Oh, so you have both?
We do.
Yeah,
oh, so when you said there is one there, I thought, oh, okay, that's nice. Mm. But we have this. Actually, Brighton Rocks and Hastings Rocks are both yours.
They are.
Do you think you'll go Folkestone next?
Expand across. Well, actually, the director who's coming, who made the film, also has a festival in Folkestone.
Oh, cool.
So
it's okay.
Kind of nice. You know, tread on their toes.
You don't need to, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I was going to ask, what captured you first, do you think, in your childhood about film? Is there, like, one that you would refer to as the point at which you got really into it?
Thanks, Kath. good question. Well, I kind of, I grew up and it wasn't until I was probably about 18 that I really... kicked in the film addiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I actually started studying in France, and I did my degree there, And so we've been bombarded with crazy French films.
Yes.
Right? Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, like, French cinema.
You know, early Besson and obviously Virginie Wade, Pierrot Le Fou, and just 60s stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that changed my life.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
better or worse. But I think it was better.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, and yeah, I mean, each has their, you know, your go-to. I'm sure you each have...
Oh yeah, musical theatre for me.
It's always with Neil Knight. It's like a kind of, you know, staple. And yeah, I do have some that if I'm watching a horror, for instance, I need to watch something lighter afterwards, like Black Books or something, to kind of bring me back into the room.
That makes sense.
But you know, it's a
I like noir. I have to say, it's my little niche.
But
then above all, yeah, we each have our go-to, you know, things.
I love movies. I think to me, when people say, "Oh, I don't have a television." I said, "Well, you don't watch movies?" And they go, "Not really." I said, "Oh my God." To me, the world, and good, you know, like Severance and you know, good, because that's very old, isn't it? Good blockbuster type entertainment in that way, whether it's films or box sets or movies. I don't know what I'd do myself.
Same boat.
I'd probably read and rock myself to sleep.
Yeah.
And watch music. But no, it's such a fantastic... Because for me, when you're sitting there watching a good film, I feel I'm in the film.
Yes. Yeah, you get really drawn in.
I get so drawn in. And it's so intense. And then I look around myself, or the cat will jump on my lap, and I'm like... I'm here. I'm not actually in this intense drama or this fantasy or whatever I'm in.
Mm.
But the beauty of how somebody can hook you in. It's like a really, really good book with incredibly good descriptive narrative. You think,
absolutely.
I don't want to put it down.
Those moments.
What about you, Jamie? What made you
into film? I'm a big Tarantino fan.
Yes.
But, can you not? And then also. Well, Star Wars was out the year I was born, and they were shot with models. Mm. And when I started filming, I had all these little Star Wars figures, and would do stop frame animation and make them walk and make them talk.
Yeah.
So that my dad reminded me of that. I mean, God rest his soul. But he reminded me, I'll never forget when you used to get the camera and put it on the floor and make your Star Wars figures walk around. So I guess Star Wars, but Tarantino later on in life. I mean, you've got to say Pulp Fiction is probably one of my favourite films.
Sure, yeah, that is incredible.
I love them all. Mm. I think they're all brilliant.
Yeah.
They don't Kill Bill, not so much, but... Jackie Brown!
It's a lot.
There is a lot.
Your favourite Hastings or St. Leonard's based film? Have you got... What would you say? I was thinking, as you were talking about the horror stuff as well, that there was the Above the Pig or around there, that's that building that's in a really seminal, you know, kind of horror film, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't know enough about, but you probably know a bit more.
No, it's amazing work.
Feature.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so much comes to mind. But in a way, I would say it's almost... or begging to be made, the really iconic Hastings one.
Mm.
You know, last year they're trying to make The Tempest here.
Oh, that's
Bindu Stoppani, should be able to talk about that.
Yeah.
And that would be amazing. So, and that's kind of the hope that out of everyone meeting together, that project will get born. You know, I think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not through lack of imagination or trying, because we're very good at that here.
Mm-hmm.
We make stuff happen, don't we?
That's right. I also think the Aleister Crowley story has to be told.
Absolutely.
I could imagine a very cursed production.
No, but fascinating. I mean the town is steeped in incredible history from the people, the...
And storytellers, you know,
and exactly,
been a good yarn around here. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really looking forward to going and seeing the. You said there was a fisherman's film.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's.
I want to see that.
Definitely. Friday, 7 till 9.
Nice.
That's it. And they're all, Shouting at the Sea, shot in Hastings. Mm. Two films shot very close, and all of them all about the sea and living by it.
Yes.
And did you commission some of these, or have they come to you? What was the process of getting the films together?
Yeah, so, no, we don't commission. They're basically made independently. and then they send them to us. Mm-hmm. There's a website called Film Freeway where all the festivals in the world are kind of listed.
Mm.
And yeah, it's really good. People find us. And both from the first year, like that's how I got to know so many local filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Archie Loughlin, who made a documentary about
Archie.
The pier.
Yes.
Yeah, the pier.
And that was Archie helps with the festival.
Sure. Great.
And that documentary showed in our first year, so Mary, we had like 300 people.
Yeah.
It was really
something. Very much so. Very much so, yeah.
So on the pier, I think
it was
when they screened it there. So, yeah.
Yeah, we went to all of them, I think, just to support Archie. It was really, can you speak? Yes, of course. It's really important to do it.
Yeah, Archie's phenomenal.
He is phenomenal. Oh, we're very blessed, aren't we?
Mm.
And I want to say thank you, because without you, this wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, well done.
That's
James.
Having an epic
weekend.
No.
Really crazy.
No, this is we wanted you here because you are the best person to talk about what is involved.
Thank you
because you know you're part of our rich tapestry that we have here.
I appreciate that greatly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Yeah. Cheers. So, cheers,
hey,
James.
Great.
Cheers.
Hosting
rocks.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, hosting's rocks.
Cheers,
James.
So
cheers. Yeah.
The podcast.
Hey. Yeah.